the establishment of a free and just society where entrepreneurship and individual initiative are sources of wealth creation, with a strong social safety net for the marginalized and disadvantaged, and the improvement of the governance architecture to deepen accountability and respect for the rule of law in our body politic. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, your excellencies, any society characterized by rampant deception, bribery, and corruption will not make any progress. We ignore the human factor in a nation's development at our peril. The informal and non-transparent nature of our society makes it easy for people to hide. People believe that there is no accountability for their actions or inactions. The behavior, as Apostle Eric Nyamiche has just said, the behavior of the people determines the transformation of a nation. And this is why, as a government, we have focused on putting in place systems that will reduce the role of the human factor and enhance transparency through digitalization of the economy. We have put in place systems that will encourage or compel morally upright behavior. And this is why you've seen several initiatives. We are living in a very informal society, and this is why, you know, it was possible for you to be born and you die in Ghana without anybody recognizing you in any official document. The issuance of national ID cards is providing us unique identity for everybody. And this now means we are now moving to the stage where from next month going forward, babies who are born will be issued national ID numbers. And this will make sure, because when you talk about the Americas, the US, and how they do it, they behave because everybody is identified. Immediately you are born in that society, you are given a social security number or a national insurance number. So from birth through school to work and when you die, everything you do is recorded. It's attributable to you. We have lived for a long time in essentially a very informal, non-transparent society. So people can behave in ways that don't have consequences. But when people are uniquely identified, it checks misbehavior because there are consequences to bad behavior, to behavior that is not morally justified. And this is why we are linking the databases across different institutions so that we can, you know, find out what everybody is doing across, and the data will speak to it. And this is why the Ghana card is being linked to the GRA, becomes your TIN number, to SNIT, to the banks, to births and deaths registry, to DVLA, to the passport office, to the births, and so on, so that there is a single source of truth across all of these institutions. And therefore, if you cannot, for example, because we are now linking the births and deaths registry with the National Identification Authority and the Ghana Health Service, it's no longer possible to go and lie about your age, because you will be caught. It used to be possible to lie about your age. It is no longer possible now because the interactions with the various systems will reveal what is correct. We have also digitalize the operations of many government institutions, and in the process, we have reduced corruption in those institutions. I mean, we at the ports, for example, we've instituted a paperless port system. One of the interesting things about the implementation of the paperless port system was the resistance of the customs officers when we wanted to make the operations paperless. The officers on day one, the first day of the operations of the paperless port system, some of them organized demonstrations against the system because they did not want the system to work. But we persisted, and the system is working. We have digitalized the operations of the DVLA, and it's now one of the world-class institutions operating in the country. You don't really need guru boys and to pay bribes to work in that. Applying for a passport today is a very easy process. You don't need to go and pay guru boys. You can do it online. It will be delivered for you, and you can proceed. Electricity Company of Ghana, today you can buy your credit on your mobile phone. And it is very, very simple. I will tell you one thing. We noticed a very, very interesting piece of data which speaks to the problems at ECG. We looked at the data, and for a period of 4 years or so, the revenues of ECG were virtually constant. Constant. I said, this cannot be possible. How can you get more customers and your revenue is constant? And the interesting thing was that the value was virtually the same, the constant value. They didn't even take their time to change the value. So we said, no, we need to send in a team to look at the architecture of revenue collections at ECG and digitalize the process properly. So we sent in a team to ECG. They were collecting 450 million Ghana cedis a month. When we sent in the team, there was sabotage. Malware was introduced into the system by people working right there. We worked through that with the help of national security, and we then brought in a whole new architecture for ECG, thanks to the Minister for Energy, Matthew Opoku-Prempeh. We brought in a whole new architecture for ECG. And after this completion of this work from the digitalization process, 450 million a month has now increased to 1.2 billion every month. Just think about it. You've increased from 450 million to 1.2 billion by doing nothing, but making sure all payments are now electronic, no cash, and reconfiguring the architecture of the payment system at ECG. That's all we did. Similarly, at the passport office, we have increased revenue from 1 million Ghana cedis a year to 64 million Ghana cedis a year. So these things, when you look at the nature of behavior in these institutions, there was clearly a lot of leakage. But through digitalization, we are compelling behavior, which is morally upright. In this country, interest rates are very high. And why are interest rates high? People, when they borrow, they don't repay, isn't it? So the rest of us get stuck with the risk that other people are basically imposing on all of us. And this is why we are making sure that everybody's risk can be identified. And in the very near future, we are going to begin credit scoring for everybody individually. Your credit score will determine your access to credit and your interest rate. You will be held accountable for your own behavior. We have also clearly, through digitalization, moved towards digital payments. mobile money interoperability, the universal QR code. I mean, mobile money interoperability is massive and it's going to really help us in the future. When we came into office, total mobile money transactions was 78 billion Ghana cedis. This year, we are going to end at 1.5 trillion Ghana cedis in mobile money transactions. And it tells you, essentially, how, you know, the move towards digital payments and electronic payments is going to bring in a lot more transparency for our system. I know that the central bank, Dr. Maxwell Opoku Afari is here. They are working very hard on a central bank digital currency, which is going to be a game changer. I know they have piloted it around Seshiwi also, and it's coming. And I believe in the next 5 years, Ghana will move towards a central bank digital currency, and that is going to bring in such a high level of transparency that we will check corruption right from the start. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, these are some of the very important steps government has implemented to strengthen the moral fiber of the nation. We are not just telling people to behave properly. We are making sure they behave properly because we are putting in the systems to compel behavior. Your Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen,